The Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 9, Cyber Warfare Combat and Tactics. One of the major concerns of our government is the ability of foreign enemies to sabotage the U.S. power grid, air traffic control systems, financial institutions, military defense systems, and other infrastructure. Several power utilities say they face a barrage of cyber attacks on their critical systems. A report by two Democratic lawmakers found that foreign hackers were trying to bring down the U.S. power grid. More than a dozen power companies said they experienced daily, constant, or frequent attempted cyber attacks, according to a 35-page report summarizing their responses. We have the unique ability with the Robin Hood virus to reside in all of the networks of major U.S. power companies, air traffic control systems, military networks, and financial institutions waiting to ambush attempted cyber attacks. We have developed a suite of programs we will call Network Monitor software to detect, locate, and enter the offending intruder. We have a program for packet analysis, and also to look inside the packet headers. It is a memory forensic capture and analysis toolkit. It allows for the import of standard WinDD memory dumps, which are then automatically reverse engineered and are forensically analyzed electronically using our predetermined formulas. The software monitors all packet information to determine the source and destination IP addresses of the traffic. The software then will DNSify the IP address of the traffic, which gives them a name such as workstation1.iran.tr.com. Our system uses a combination of deep packet inspection, DPI, and behavior analysis to identify applications and protocols in use across the network, no matter if they are plain text or use advanced encryption and obfuscation techniques. We have entered and installed our network monitor software in most major power grids, air traffic control systems, and financial institutions to monitor all packet activity for intrusion attempts. When our software alerts us that an attack has been attempted, we will log the critical specifics of the intruder. We then transmit that data back to our local office. With that data, we enter the intruder's network, create havoc within that network and all of its nodes, and give notice that further attempts to hack into U.S. computer systems will cause catastrophic damage to the offending systems. With this plan, we will stop critical cyber attacks to U.S. installations. We will explain how we will utilize this plan to stop cyber attacks to the industrial infrastructure, large industries, and distribution centers in a further chapter. Methods of attack. Cyber warfare consists of many different threats: cyber espionage and cyber attacks, the latter of which is the top security threat to the United States. Espionage and national security breaches. Cyber espionage is the act or practice of obtaining secrets, sensitive, proprietary, or classified information, from individuals, competitors, rivals, groups, governments and enemies, also for military, political, or economic advantage using illegal exploitation methods on the internet, networks, software, and/or computers. Classified information that is not handled securely can be intercepted and even modified, making espionage possible from the other side of the world. Specific attacks on the United States have been given codenames like Titan Rain and Moonlight Maze. The recently established Cyber Command is currently trying to determine whether such activities as commercial espionage or theft of intellectual property are criminal activities or actual breaches of national security. Sabotage. Computers and satellites that coordinate other activities are vulnerable components of a system and could lead to the disruption of equipment. Compromise of military systems, such as C4 ISTAR components that are responsible for orders and communications, could lead to their interception or malicious replacement. Power, water, fuel, communications, and transportation infrastructure all may be vulnerable to disruption. The civilian realm is also at risk, noting that the security breaches have already gone beyond stolen credit card numbers, and that potential targets can also include the electric power grid, trains, or the stock market. In mid-July 2010, security experts discovered a malicious software program called Stuxnet that had infiltrated factory computers and had spread to plants around the world. It is considered the first attack on critical industrial infrastructure that sits at the foundation of modern economies. Denial of service attack. In computing, a denial of service attack, DOS attack, or distributed denial of service attack, DDoS attack, is an attempt to make a machine or network resource unavailable to its intended users. Perpetrators of DOS attacks typically target sites or services hosted on high-profile web servers such as banks, credit card payment gateways, and even root name servers. DOS attacks may not be limited to computer-based methods, as strategic physical attacks against infrastructure can be just as devastating. For example, cutting undersea communication cables may severely cripple some regions and countries with regards to their information warfare ability. Electrical power grid. The federal government of the United States admits that the electric power grid is susceptible to cyber warfare. The United States Department of Homeland Security works with industry to identify vulnerabilities and to help industry enhance the security of control system networks. The federal government is also working to ensure that security is built in as the next generation of smart grid networks are developed. In April 2009, reports surfaced that China and Russia had infiltrated the U.S. electrical grid and left behind software programs that could be used to disrupt the system, according to current and former national security officials. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, NERC, has issued a public notice that warns that the electrical grid is not adequately protected from cyber attack. China denies intruding into the U.S. electrical grid. One countermeasure would be to disconnect the power grid from the internet and run the net with droop speed control only. Massive power outages caused by a cyber attack could disrupt the economy, distract from a simultaneous military attack, or create a national trauma. Motivations. Military. Cyber Command is the newest global combatant and its sole mission is cyberspace, outside the traditional battlefields of land, sea, air, and space. It will attempt to find and, when necessary, neutralize cyber attacks and to defend military computer networks. The distributed nature of internet-based attacks means that it is difficult to determine motivation and attacking party, meaning that it is unclear when a specific act should be considered an act of war. Civil. Potential targets in internet sabotage include all aspects of the internet from the backbones of the web, to the internet service providers, to the varying types of data communication mediums and network equipment. This would include web servers, enterprise information systems, client-server systems, communication links, network equipment, and the desktops and laptops in businesses and homes. Electrical grids and telecommunications.